This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Earlier Friday, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the outbreak. The Hubei Health Commission reported 82 more deaths in 2,141 cases in the province on Friday. That takes the totals in mainland China to more than 700 dead. Another three people on a cruise liner off Japan have tested positive for the virus, bringing the total number of confirmed cases from the ship to 64. Beth Timmons has more.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has removed two government officials who testified against him during the impeachment inquiry. We get the details from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, says he's being recalled from his assignment effective immediately. Sondland provided damaging testimony about President Trump's pressure campaign against the president of Ukraine and named cabinet members reportedly in the loop. Now that President Trump's been acquitted, Sondland is out. So is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the decorated soldier and national security aide who testified against the president.
I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
Vindman was escorted out of the White House, according to his lawyer, as retaliation for telling the truth. Vindman and his twin brother, who's a White House lawyer, have both been reassigned to the Army. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Federal investigators say that there's no sign of engine failure in the helicopter in which Kobe Bryant and eight other people died. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A final determination on the cause could take a year or more, but the National Transportation Safety Board issued an investigative update Friday on the January 26th helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others. The NTSB says there is no sign of engine failure. A witness told the NTSB the helicopter sounded normal as it emerged from fog, and within 2 seconds it crashed into a hillside just below him. Aviation safety consultant John Cox says the NTSB's report is further indication that the pilot likely became disoriented in the thick fog and clouds. I'm Mike Gracia.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says millions of civilians are trapped in Syria as hostilities continue. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says 3 million civilians are trapped inside the embattled territory, and people fleeing for their lives have nowhere to go.
The military operations in Idlib have since 1st of December forced 586,000 people, mostly women and children, to flee in an attempt to find safety. But the bombing and the shelling follows them and drives them into ever smaller and ever more congested spaces in northwest Idlib.
Lajerke warns an additional 280,000 people from urban centers in the region face an imminent risk of displacement if the military operations continue. He says UN humanitarian agencies are calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities to halt the disaster before it worsens and many more civilians lose their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Stocks retreated from record levels on Wall Street Friday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.